Governor Walker used the State of the State to tout just how well he believes Wisconsin is doing. He told state leaders and members of the general public that if they question whether the state is actually better off than 4 years ago, all they need to do is check the stats.
More people are working while fewer are unemployed. State government is more effective, more efficient, and more accountable, and the state's financial condition has improved. Budgets are set based on the public's ability to pay instead of the government's hunger to spend. School scores are up and more students are graduating. And we are helping more of our fellow citizens transition from government dependence to work. The Wisconsin comeback is working.
Walker says the strength of Wisconsin lies in its people. When it comes to moving the state forward, Walker wants to combine the state's two economic development agencies, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. As for education, Walker asked lawmakers to pass legislation making it clear that no school district in Wisconsin must use Common Core standards. While a lot has been made of a school accountability proposal to turn failing public schools into charters and cut off funding for failing voucher schools, Walker suggested a different route. He called on the state to provide objective information such as test scores for every school receiving public dollars.
Provide the information and allow parents to make the choice. No need for bureaucrats or politicians to make that choice. I trust parents.
The Democrats' response to Walker's address came from Senator Jennifer Schilling. She says Wisconsin can do better than it has.
The burden of rising student loan debt, the outsourcing of American jobs, and the ever-increasing costs of health insurance and child care are making it difficult for families to get ahead. Despite these challenges, we know that there is a path to success, and we don't have to look far for solutions.
Many political observers were wondering if Walker would try to balance his address between speaking to Wisconsinites and to a national audience, as he's apparently thinking of running for president. Marquette University professor Charles Franklin says he heard only one reference.
Clearly the close, talking about the attacks in Paris in this last week, are, as he said, an attack on freedom around the world. It's very much the kind of thing that someone considering a national or international position, the presidency, might say.
Franklin says he can't wait until the governor's budget address on February 3rd to find out what else Walker has in store. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.